That we could be a peculiar people, that we could be, again, I like the phrase, the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That's to be in the book of life, what we need to be. Because grace will reign through righteousness unto eternal life. Verse 4 and several on. I do have a song for this little section. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, and whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which you have both learned and received, and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. That little section I have in a song, I don't think I have it published on my website. I should do that sometime. I'm not going to go into that. Okay, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice, rejoice, rejoice evermore. That very short verse. Let your moderation be known to all men. Moderation. See, I preemptively talked about being fat, but I'll just reference back the things I said back there. Let your moderation be known. I'll tell you what, if you appear preaching the gospel and you're a big fat person, as I have been, and I still remain overweight, though I've lost a significant amount at this point. And many people, some people will listen to this and then they'll be like, whoa, you know, they'll see this skinny guy. Let your moderation be known. Moderation is forbearance. Your willingness to say no. To forbear, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear, you know? I'm going to forbear that second, beef sandwich. I'm going to forbear that extra meal or that stack of crackers and cheese or the snack chips, the chocolates, the ice cream, the extra helping of bacon, the extra helping of this, the extra helping of that, the extra helping of this, the extra helping of that, the snacks. And not that I was a huge snacker. I was more of like, I ate a lot at my meals. And I'd have big snacks every once in a while. Not every night. I kind of would watch myself. But I was still a big fat guy. Honest to God, that's the truth. Big fat guy. Didn't have a big gut. Still big and fat. It's disgusting. How can you show moderation? Or any semblance of self-control? You can't let your light shine before men like that. I mean, see, now I'm still in it, but I can say, it's like, God's already turned me. I know how I eat now. And I see how the weight just comes falling off. I know I'm being moderate. And so I'm letting you know. I'm letting my moderation be known. I've moderated by the power of God and His action in my life. He's made it so that I could be moderate in my partaking of food. The Lord is at hand. And when I did this, I said, the Lord is near. There's nothing for it to fear. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing. Careful means anxious, He earlier it said, for you it is safe, be careful. Epaphroditus. I send him to you all the more carefully. See? Careful about the way you understand words, because it's like, a lot of times several words can be translated into one English word, like the word hell. That's a great example. I'm not going to go into that now. We will get to that probably mostly in the teachings of Jesus, because Jesus did not talk more about heaven, I mean, more about hell than he did about heaven. That's something people repeat. They say, Jesus taught us more about hell than he did about heaven. What a lie. What a lie. It's not accurate. What it is Jesus taught more about hell than any other New Testament author. But he also taught more about heaven. Obviously. And the other authors maybe talked less about heaven, but you know what? Jesus talked about heaven multiple times more than he ever talked about hell. It's funny the way stupid, false things will be passed on by like that. And it just, whenever you hear someone say that, what they're manifesting is their ignorance of God's word. And they have not studied themselves to show themselves approved. Because if they'd studied, they would have known that that was just false. It's just not even true. And you'll hear ministers on TV and radio repeat it. Now, Jesus taught us more on the subject of hell than he did even of heaven. Can you believe that? Yep. It's true. Yeah, it's wrong. It's not true. Who cares if it's true or not? It sounds good. Especially when you're teaching hellfire. Like I said, some words are translated in several different ways. Sometimes several words are translated one way. Careful, careful, careful. One means anxious, the other one means cautious, and have a different implication. It's also, be careful for nothing. Well, be careful not to sin. You know what I mean? I would be careful with fear and trembling. Don't be afraid. So you got to understand the context in which things are said. A lot of times it's said figuratively, meaning it's like, it's not all every, it's not, well, nothing. Don't be careful over anything foolish. Don't be careful to the point where it becomes sin. But what? Don't be anxious. Right? But work out your salvation with fear and trembling. But don't be anxious. In everything, by prayer and supplication. And with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. See, I want to be righteous, but I just can't do it. Then don't be. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what I'm going to do. Let your requests be made known to God. He is able to do abundantly beyond anything you're able to ask. That means you can't even think to ask of things to the degree which he's actually able to accomplish. And like they say, beyond your wildest dreams, that's where his abilities are. They're beyond your wildest dreams. Your wildest dreams. So you do this, and then what? The peace of God.